Mr. Quinones is going to be conducting your hearing. His will be the next voice that you hear, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Sir, can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Yes, my name is William Reagan, ABC number 182511.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on January 4th, 2019. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct.
Thank you. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Aye, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench working toward me. We have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our acting board chairman, Mr. Michael Johnson. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Reagan and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. So, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
I do understand.
Thank you. I will begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the Kumla Razor Company as follows. Violation of condition number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 8560 West Peoria Avenue, Unit 124, Peoria, Arizona, on or about October 24, 2016, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were known, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Reagan, is this true or false?
That is true.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Reagan's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal race or a company.
Second.
Okay. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Mr. Johnson and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Reagan, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you will just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions, and you will be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Reagan. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Reagan was released from ABC custody on 10-1-2015 and arrested on 11-26-2018 by the Wyatt County Sheriff's Office in Arkansas. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ABC custody on 12-11-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 6-5-2019 with 763 abscondes. Current conviction, 2005, manslaughter, 10 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2002, aggravated robbery, 3 years, 6 months. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2005, TIS release, arrested and revoked by DOEC. Disciplinary is minimum. Other arrest, 1996, misconduct involving weapons, Arizona juvenile probation. He has a GB score of G2, B3.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Reagan. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside at Rehabilitation Assistance Association located at 2546 West Orangewood in Phoenix. On November 23rd, 2015, you were approved to reside with your friend Chad Robertson in Tempe, Arizona. On February 23rd, 2016, you were approved to reside in Peoria, and that was your last known residence. So, Mr. Reagan, you were missing from community supervision for 763 days. Where were you living?
I was living here for the majority of the time, and then we moved out to Arkansas for work and a residence for me and my children.
And when did you move to Arkansas, sir?
About a year ago.
Okay. And that means employment. What were you doing for work in Arkansas?
I'm an HVAC technician.
Was that a skill that you had before the Department of Corrections, or did you learn that skill inside?
I learned that here. I learned that inside the Department of Corrections.
Well, this was potentially a positive story had you not disappeared for 763 days, and I don't mean to make light of it, but it was a long time. Your programming notes that you were placed on the task color code program for random drug screens. Your results were as follows: negatives in October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, and August of 2016. You have diluted UA on March 7, 2016, and missed UAs in September 16 and October 16, both excused as you were in hospital or urgent care. You report completing a substance abuse program through Potter's House. However, that information was not verified. So did you have some sort of substance abuse aftercare or treatment?
Yeah, I went to the Potter's House for 5 months, twice a week. I performed that certificate, and I did show my boss certificate. I believe I actually still have it.
Well, that's good. Was it a useful program?
It was, actually, yeah.
And were you able to stay clean from drugs? Or let me ask you first, were you involved in drugs leading up to that program? Was alcohol or?
I mean, I occasionally drink. I have put in the screen and they decided that I needed it. I'm not sure why, but I didn't answer it because it's part of my role. And so I did it.
Okay, sir. And again, you were excused on a couple of miss UAs. Well, what sort of health problem did you have?
Actually, at that time period, I believe it was in October, it was right before I lost my apartment, which is why I moved. I was working at Medical Alliance Center here in Phoenix, and I injured myself at work. I did sheet metal at the time, and I ended up tearing some muscles in my back, so I was out of work for a few weeks.
Okay.
This is what I have here, so I'm going to also, but it will crush you, this will be a good surgery. Job, but those issues when I just was raised out, I was in the hospital, but I did my parole, I was so paperwork, and I actually called her from the hospital, but I don't know where I was.
Okay, sir, why did you break up contacting the parole officer for such a long period of time?
You know, when I got out of my back, I had two children out there, so it's not an excuse, it was an irresponsible move. I could not afford to pay my rent, so I evicted, and to be honest with you, I had just seen Mrs. Biggs, so I thought that I had a couple of weeks to try to find a place to live. I saved up $800, I was going to try to get another apartment and talk to her headquarters. Obviously a stupid mistake, because she showed up early, which you know, she tends to do sometimes, and I wasn't there, obviously. I was just trying to find another place for me and my kids. I had an 8-month-old girl. To be honest with you, I panicked. It was stupid. I had a lot of stress. I lost my job. I was injured. I really tried to take care of them, so I was really poor driving.
And what caused the Wyatt City, I guess, Sheriff's Office in Arkansas to make contact with you?
I don't know if you guys may find this universe or not, my wife did. So while I was out in Arkansas, I was working for a company, and I fell about 16 foot, and I broke my heel. I was at Wright County Road Hospital, and I asked if I arrived at the right home. He said that he had to run my name to be near my home, because two times prior to this, I had, we all sorts of, I had contact with the police, but I got rear-ended in a parking lot from my daughter at the school. They said the warrant was not valid, so I told the fire department to go ahead and run the money so I could get his vehicle to get where I'm home. And they know I can't sure as far as being up there at school, not at school.
Well, I'm gonna ask you very directly, sir. Go ahead, sir.
I was just gonna say, thank you, my surgeon's office, so it was from the hospital.
Okay, Mr. Reagan, I'm gonna ask you directly, didn't you think that sooner or later that warrant would catch up with you?
I did, actually, and me and my wife were discussing me coming back here. I just got this situation, and I was just over my family. And like I said, for a year or so, I'm not actually a runner. I didn't have working, I had an apartment in my name. Obviously, the right thing to do was to bring myself back here, turn myself in, and we were trying to establish the right time to do that. She just got out of emergency surgery, and I just, the last 6 months or so, I've been going through this injury. And yes, it was, to be honest with you, it was irresponsible. And I had my daughter, and I just didn't want to go and work for her. Obviously, now I'm here, so it's a stupid mistake. But I knew that this day would come, yes.
Well, thank you for being honest. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have any questions from fellow board members. Mr. Reagan, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to more understand?
I would just hope that we consider that, you know, the 12 or 13 months that I did out there, they accepted me well, and that under stressful circumstances, I made a bad decision. And I know I was gone for a long time, but I wasn't hiding. I was working and taking care of my family. Not an excuse. Either way, I was supposed to be able to take responsibility for what I did. If you were allowing me to get back out to be with my children, I would go to half the house or do whatever was expected of you. If you decide to go another way, I just wouldn't understand as well.
Thank you, sir. A follow-up question, is your family stabilized in Arkansas now?
They actually came back here in Arizona.
Okay. Okay. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Reagan. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, for me, I think this is a pretty easy decision. It's just hard to look past disappearing from community supervision for 763 days. Although I do commend Mr. Reagan for sounding like he did stabilize his life out of state and was working and being otherwise productive, but we can't account for that. And there's strong reasons why we have a system of community supervision to monitor a safe transition back to the community. So I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for supervision in addition to the fact that I think he's had trouble with community supervision in the past, but that's where we begin the discussion. Okay, then I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board in warrant number 2016W3893, our discussion with Mr. Reagan, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision, as Mr. Reagan was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and have lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal ways or company, inasmuch that he absconded for 763 days and we could not monitor his transition back to the community, and that is my motion.
Second.
Okay. Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Mr. Johnson and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Reagan, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on June 5th, 2019, which is just a little more than 4 months away. It actually sounds a lot further to me, but it's actually like 4 months and 8 days. So we just encourage you to take advantage of these last weeks to put together a plan for your return to the community. It sounds like you have a family. Hopefully everything's okay at home and you'll be able to return to the community without any of these concerns and just be productive and put this whole chapter behind you. Do you think you can do that?
Absolutely.
Then we wish you the best. Please stay safe, and we hope to never see you in orange again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Sir, could you just send the next person? Don't hang the phone outside of the...
Don't hang up.
Don't hang up. Just...
Don't hang up.